If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
We're going to start with this question. I have a question. Would you rather have your hair or a working wiener?
Oh, that's the easiest question in the history of the world.
Says the bald guy. Right. But I don't, apparently it's not that. What about you? If you were like, you're going to, all your hair is going to fall out, but.
I love my hair, but I need my schvanz.
I mean, it's still there.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. What good is it then?
John Leguizamo has chosen his hair, apparently.
He chose hair. Married guy?
It doesn't say.
Well, that means he's
actually, that's a
it.
Good, that's a good question. Can you find out if John Leguizamo's married?
Yeah.
He says that he's taking Propecia. And that, and I don't know. I mean, I've never taken any hair loss drugs or anything. And I have never heard that they cause you to lose wiener control.
There's bad side effects to most of these things that you
use. I hear these ads for the things that sound,
but
they
man,
do sound terrible.
Yeah, he's married, by the way.
And yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't use it anyway, right? Yeah. I mean, I can hear him saying it. Anyway. Sucks, but, you know. Anyway. I saw Matthew McConaughey is a guy who was going bald and now has a full head of hair. So I don't know what he's taking.
Or if he might have got plugs. There are people who get pretty good.
And that might be it too. But what I'm saying is these things have gotten really good. Really good. So I would look into what, like, Google it. Maybe he's even doing ads or has said what he did. But he was, and there's a lot of guys that you'll see pictures. Elon was bald.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he doing?
Plugs, probably.
Okay. Well, whatever it is.
There are many things you can do, though. If you go over to one of the things, I think I actually picked Liberty to win in my March Madness grid. There's a coach there. His name is Richie McKay. And he's going viral for his hair loss solution.
Oh, did he paint it?
Yes.
He painted that line on his forehead?
Can you scroll that down? Like, He's a older black guy. His hair actually looks like it would have been fine without the painted on,
you know,
hairline. But it's so solidly painted on.
There are guys that have done this. I think the guy's name was Carlos Boozer. He also was a basketballer that painted his head, and it was so recognized. Like, you just, it's like this one where you go, dude, we can see that.
I wonder if, I've never seen this guy before. I wouldn't have known who the coach of Liberty was. I wonder if everybody at Liberty is like, yeah, that's
you
what
know,
this guy does.
I can imagine that he's a guy sitting there thinking to himself, I'm about to be on national TV a bunch of times for.
Oh, so you think it's maybe this was like special occasion?
I hope so.
Shoe polish.
I hope so. But I, you know, whatever. Some people struggle with it a lot.
Yeah.
And clearly Leguizamo isn't appreciating the way it looks on camera.
I get, yeah. And I mean, that is
and
his
that's
job.
It. You know, you're being looked at on by.
He has a lot of hair. He isn't one of those guys who.
Does he though? Is that.
No,
I'm doubting the whole thing.
You actually think that the top part is sort of like a glue down? It does
look
have,
at it because look how thin it is on the sides. Like his sides of his hair are
well,
thinner
it looks
than
like
his
it looks.
Cut.
Yeah, he's got it tight on the sides, and it's been a little bit of gray.
You know, Letterman's head bald. If you're wondering what we're looking at, remember David Letterman? How he had that little pooch
right in the middle
in the front,
and then it would recede back,
it was pulled back,
and came
all
around on
here.
The side.
Right.
Yes.
So he's
Chevy
got
Chase
the,
style.
Right. He's got that kind of. Anyway, I you know.
Yeah, it's not an awesome look. I mean, it fit with my story I had going today, so I wanted to.
LeBron's another guy, a basketballer who struggles with that. It's he's losing his hair, and he's tried a few different things, and a few times it's been like, oh, dear, what have you done?
You don't want to hear, oh, dear. You want to hear, wow.
Right. Mm. Right.
That is, I'll tell you this. This is Richie McKay, Liberty University, NCAA. So
are you saying he also went with?
No, no. I'm just saying.
Or he got to keep his wiener.
Here are some of the, he kept his wiener and painted his hair
okay,
on. Exactly.
Got it.
But apparently, John Leguizamo, who was on The View talking about this, he said, I'm on Propecia, which makes your thing not work.
Huh. I got a brother that's been on that forever. It's real bad for your liver, too.
Oh, great. God,
yeah.
But at least he's got hair. Does he have full head of hair now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
Is that right?
So Propecia
yeah.
works.
It's not as good as mine, but it's all right.
And you have a pretty solid head of hair.
Thank you.
And by solid, I mean you use a lot of product.
And bleach.
I don't bleach.
He dies.
A little color on the top. Mm. Never heard of
actually, so there's a big star. I'll tell you next hour, but there's a big star who went from the silver fox look to brown. So what are you doing?
You know
you
what?
Think we weren't going to notice?
I see, every now and then I'll see a picture of Ringo Starr, and I'm like, how did he go from grayish brown to, he has a jet black hair.
Mm.
Jet black. Like, he has Jane hair.
Mm.
Okay. How old is Ringo Starr? 80?
Old. He's got to be.
Yeah.
If he is it, he's pushing.
So he's just said to himself, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. This is what I want to look like.
Right.
Mm. Remember when our old boss, like, all of a sudden he had white hair and then he all of a sudden didn't have white hair?
Which one?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't remember
yeah, remember that?
That?
We went to his, 50th birthday party. Or 60th birthday party? I can't remember which one it was.
I remember going to the party.
Right.
Because we went together.
But his wife made him. She's like, no, you're too young to have fully white hair. He's like, all right, I'll do it.
He had a full, so is he's
no,
gray
no,
now.
He's great. Okay. No, he's white. Just white hair.
Okay.
And he always looked, when he hired us, I think he was 40. And was already fully silver.
I don't even think he was 40.
Yeah, he might have been like 38, 39.
Yeah.
I'd be white if I didn't color. Like, you can see the sides. Like, I'm fully white.
I'm actually really jealous of that because I stopped dyeing my hair during the pandemic. And so it's just, whatever color it is. But I wish there was more. Like, my brother's hair is just white. I wish I had white hair. Great.
Huh.
Awesome. It's like what a goddess would have, Trying to be a goddess these days.
Mm.
Mm, why not?
You're not trying. You're pulling it off, lady.
Oh, you're so sweet. Woo! Thanks. Anyway, there's that. Now it's time to play a game.
Is this a game?
This is a game.
Okay.
It's so dumb. It's dumb. I get it. Even now, I'm like feeling a little self-conscious about it. Just real or fake? Just tell me. Is this real or is this fake?
This made you laugh out loud.
I was laughing
so
and laughing.
Pound the desk.
Laughing and
Maddie
laughing
was at herself.
Like, man, this is going to be the best game ever.
Well, because here's the thing. I got a list of funny town names.
Great.
And I went, and I thought to myself, well, I wonder if I can make up some funny town names and fool these guys. Like, I'll add my names to the list, and you guys tell me, did Sarah make it up? Or is it a real town name? So real or fake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These are, this is from, I get that Country Life newsletter thing.
No.
Well, I've gotten a few things out of it over the years. Great mosquito repellents, how to make good pancakes.
Country
today,
Life.
It's like, Country Life, what? That's what it is. Look, everybody's in the country now. I'm just trying to super serve the audience. Of country fans. Here we go. The
Why
South,
are you yelling at us?
I don't know. I'm just so nervous.
What did we do?
You didn't like my game.
Your game's the best.
Okay, awesome. Now
I love it.
Somewhere.
It's already the best.
Okay. The South's most adorable city names. I named the game too. You just told me real or fake. Smut Eye, Alabama, home to Smut Eye Lake. What do you think, guys? It doesn't matter who goes first on these. Just tell me real or fake. You can say the same or you can disagree. Smut Eye, Alabama, home to Smut Eye Lake.
Fake.
Real.
That is real. Smut Eye, Alabama. How about Beaver Snatch, Oklahoma? A hunting town, mostly.
Real.
Fake.
That's fake. How about Wiener, Arkansas?
Real.
Real.
That is real. Good job. How about Muffin Gap, West Virginia?
Yeah.
It's like muffins. Muffin
Real.
Gap.
That is definitely fake.
That's fake.
Oh.
Hmm. How about Griddle Thicket, Florida?
Real.
Real.
Hold on a second.
No, you don't remember which ones you wrote?
I don't remember which ones I wrote. I'm pretty sure
Griddle Thicket. It's real.
Griddle Thicket, Florida.
Yeah, real.
No, that's fake.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. All right. Hope you like it, Georgia. This, it could be hope you like it, Georgia. Hope, it's H-O-P-E-U-L-I-K-I-T. Hope you like it.
Trend with Vinny's answers. I'm also going to say real.
It's real. Hope you like it. How about Cricklick, Georgia?
Real.
I'm going to say that's real. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Oh, no, come on, you guys. Hope you lick it, then Cricklick. I mean, I had to go with it. How about Booger Branch, Kentucky? Is that a real name or is that a fake name for a town in Kentucky? Booger Branch, Kentucky.
Real.
Fake.
It's real.
Oh.
By the way, the score is currently 5 for Maddie and 3 for Vinny. How about Splooge Creek, Texas?
Oh, real.
Don't drink the water.
That's real.
That's fake.
That's fake.
Oh.
And Splooge Creek, I mean.
I mean, is there a better name?
No, it's like the best name. Thank you for noticing. The Texas, you can use it. How about Slap Out, Oklahoma?
Fake.
Real.
That's real. How about Ketchup Town, South Carolina?
I don't want to live in America if it doesn't have a splooge, you Arkansas.
Splooge Creek. It's splooge, hold on. Splooge Creek, Texas.
Oh.
Did you like my joke? Don't drink the water. Don't.
Yeah.
You know, I missed that.
Oh, you wrote that,
oh,
too?
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. God. Thank you. Please see?
I get it now.
Ketchup Town, South Carolina. Real or fake?
Real.
Real.
Real is correct. 4-8. I don't think there's any. How about this one? Peckerwood Flats, Arkansas.
Real.
That's got to be real.
It's fake.
Ah.
Come on. How about Sweet Lips, Tennessee?
Real.
Real.
That is real. Good job. And the final one, Ding Dong, Texas.
Real.
Real.
It is real. But by a score of 10-6, Maddie.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Woo!
Oh. Look over here. He's not going to look at
you. Ah! Oh, got it with the facial.
Oh, okay.
Got him with a facial Tennessee.
Facial Tennessee, real!
Or fake! Thank you for laughing at that, you guys. Oh, I'm so glad I got you. I thought maybe, you know, I can't believe you said the one was real. Because in a perfect world, it is real,
that's
right?
So in the world that I live in, that mm-hmm. should be... Yes.
Yeah. I did like, I liked a few of those. Here's something else I like. This I like for you. Well, on the new Dexter show, Resurrection, yeah. mm-hmm. which is, you know, I guess, what did he do? Move to Seattle and or whatever?
He moved to the Pacific Northwest. They're not specific, but okay. he's up there in the woods. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're filming now. They're putting it back together. The people who are Dexter fans are so excited about this. It looks like the characters who were played by John Lithgow and Jimmy Smits are going to be back. I do not know. I thought you had said that they each had a season and maybe that they died at the end of each season.
They are easily two of the best seasons of television. The one with Smits and the one they and Lithgow is.
Yeah.
I absolutely remember you being like, you're missing out. You need to be watching Dexter. These seasons with these guys are great.
I think that it's really good TV. I think it was really good writing for a while there. There was some excellent like seasons. And then the one with Lithgow, even more so than Smits, was so good. And Smits was great too. I mean, they just...
Is it realistic for their characters to be coming back?
I don't remember because it's been a long time, but they could certainly come back to him in his head.
Oh.
You know, there's ways to write that in to make that part of, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember how those ended. I always thought he had to kill them.
Yeah, I thought they died.
That's what I thought,
too.
I thought that was why they didn't continue on.
Yeah, these are the guys that he's fighting through the whole season.
Well, they're saying here that the name of the show is Resurrection. So I guess that's what they're able to do.
So I don't know if that's, they'll just make new characters and these guys will be the actors, keep the old characters and they'll live in his head.
Did you watch the New Blood? It was a limited series. It was, you know, sort of a catch up with him before they decided to do a full spate of shows. with the main character?
I don't know. I watched the season where he finds his son.
Okay. So I'm reading...
Or his son finds him, I mean. Did you watch that up that season?
Oh.
That's the season in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, so that
Oregon
was...
Or...
I think that one was called New Blood.
Okay.
So they're saying that Lithgow did come back in his head in that.
Okay.
So it's possible that that's where he
that's
gets...
what's happening.
So both characters did die on the show.
Okay, so that's the only way they'd be able to do it.
But they both have unique ways of being in the storylines. And Jimmy Smits, you're like, I think he's the DA? He's like a lawyer.
Yeah, he was.
But he gets really into Dexter. He's like, I like what you know, it's crazy. It's so fun.
What do you mean
so
he gets really into him?
He really likes Dexter. And he believes, I can't tell you anymore.
And what is Dexter's, like, job in this?
He works for the police, and he's a blood splatter criminologist or whatever term.
Oh, perfect. So he gets to go to all the crime scenes.
And look at what's happened, and he knows so much about blood.
Blood splatter is, like...
Multiple reasons.
That's a phrase right there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it looks like both of them are going to be back in this in Resurrection. They're reprising their roles in Dexter Resurrection, John Lithgow and Jimmy Smits. We've seen a few little snippets from the set as they've begun to film this, and it looks. You know what? I feel like I'm gonna. I have started Dexter at least 5 times, and I just never. It never like claws. I should really force myself to get past it.
I don't know where you're getting tripped up. He's a great actor.
He's great.
And
I love him. 6 Feet Under is one of my favorite shows.
The cast around him is really good. Mm-hmm. And by, what is the name of, is it Stokes?
Yeah. The sergeant.
The cop that's like, something's up with you, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I'm going to figure it out. And you're just all, oi. But he's a cop and has a good sniffer.
You know, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I have this like ethical question. I'm going to remind you about this because that's the thing about the whole Dexter format is this is a guy who is a murderer. He's a mass murderer. Is that right? Or is he a serial killer? Mass murderers all at once, right?
No, he's a serial killer.
Okay.
And
he has like a moral compass.
But that's the point I've said to you many times is that's good writing because you actually start to really care about Dexter. They give you his history, which is gruesome and tragic and horrific. And so all the stuff that gets pieced together by season two, you're like, run, Dexter, run.
Well, I'm going to remind you about this and your feelings about because I have a ethical question. Somebody set out to kill someone for something that they did and they got caught and thrown in jail. But, you know, you feel like, oh, that's kind of justified.
Oh, that first season is the doll. What do they call it?
Is it the ice pig murder or is that season two?
Which is the one with the doll killer?
A doll killer?
Is that the first season? Anyway, I liked it a lot. I can't say for sure if you
he
will.
Is,
you might be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first season.
The doll killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
What?
I know. It went by fast. The game was so fun. Thanks, you guys.
It was the best.
It was probably the best game that's ever been on the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for
noticing
that.
Never heard anything like it.
Okay.
Can we play it again?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.